Algerian police have used water cannon and tear gas to disperse anti-government protesters in the capital, Algiers. More than 100 protesters were arrested in the protest. Officials said that over two dozen police officers were also injured in clashes with protesters. Demonstrators are demanding the resignation of a newly appointed interim president. Protests came days after Parliament Speaker Abdoulkader Ben Salah was appointed head of the caretaker government for 90 days. Ben Salah has announced plans to hold a presidential election on the 4th of July. Protesters argue elections cannot be free and fair if they are held under the same judicial framework affiliated with former President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. Bouteflika resigned earlier this month following weeks of mass demonstrations against his two-decade rule. Now joining us for this news review is Kamel Mansari, Press TV correspondent, joining us out of Algiers, and Mr. Abiyomi Ezekiwe, editor at Pan-African Newswire, joining us out of Detroit, Michigan. Hello, gentlemen. I want to welcome you both to the program. Now, if we could first start with our Press TV correspondent there out of Algiers. Kamel, what's the latest? I mean, images coming. We haven't heard any official figures, but it doesn't seem like they're in the thousands. It seems like the protesters are in the hundreds of thousands.
Exactly, yes. But the tension that you were referring to, the fact that there were police officers who were injured, this is from the official side. We don't know exactly how many are the casualties among the protesters, among the demonstrators. But the tension that we've seen today has started Tuesday when the students from various universities gathered in the heart of Algiers asking or demanding the resignation of the Abdelkader Ben Salah, as you referred to in your comment. But it was just like an indication what was going to happen Friday today. So this is and the indications, and there were a lot of actions that were being taken by the forces, by the police forces, the security measures, especially the access to the capital Algiers were blocked. There were a lot of for the first time, the police officers and agents were gathering in the heart of the central police post station. It's the heart of the demonstrators every week. This is for the first time. It has been perceived as a provocation acts by a lot of people, a lot of demonstrators, because this never had been happened. And this has happened following the speech made by the general, the army chief, Mr. Gaid Salah, last Tuesday, who said that he was talking and referring to people who were acting on behalf of foreign forces in Algeria. And in the same time, there were a lot of provocation in the early morning when people were forbidden from entering the cities and even on the street conducting to the heart of Algiers. And this was the tension raised this morning, but we did not see on the ground a lot of any provocation from the demonstrators themselves. Well, this started on the end of the day when some skirmishes started between police forces and some people who were not belonging, according to leaders of the marchers or the demonstrators. They did not belong. They were sort of people. That's what we called in the local language the Baltajia. Or intruders who entered the demonstration, started provocating the police officers, and then they reacted in a violent way, just like it was some sort of prearranged situation. In the same time, while the demonstrations were going on, we heard statement from the police authorities saying that there were terrorist group among the intruders. It has not been produced any event, and the statement was perceived as a Saudi Arabia style of communicating in terms of dealing with security issues. There was no evidence, but just like a statement without any evidences. So this does not mean that it was a fake or a false, but we are still waiting for the evidences that demonstrate that the terror group was among the demonstrators. In the same time, we have seen that the same slogans and the same calls against Abdelkader Ben Salah, and this is the first one because it has become the traditional, the main demand by demonstrators. In the same time, they were calling that for the leave to resign Mr. The chief of army, because for many people, he is protecting the new power holders in Algeria. He's and this is against, it has been perceived as against the will of the population, who is demanding that those elections or the transition period not to be undertaken or held under the same regime, the same framework, or even the same with the same figures or personalities. And Kamel, this is what people are demanding.
I don't mean to cut you off, Kamel. We don't have a lot of time. I need to get over to Mr. Azikiwe. Now, if I could ask you, Mr. Azikiwe, today the slogan of today's protest in particular was, they all must leave. Obviously, watching Bouteflika resign is simply not enough. Why?
Well, it's not clear exactly what the demonstrators want at this point. These demonstrations were triggered as a result of the former president, Bouteflika, who had a stroke several years ago and was perceived as being incapacitated and incapable of running the government. There was an announcement about the establishment of a transitional process, but it's not clear who at this point the demonstrators are representing. When they say they all must go, do they mean the entire Front Liberation Nationale, the FLN, which has ruled the country since its independence in 1962, that it fought against French imperialism for the independence of the country? We need to hear more from inside the country in regard to what the actual political strategy and overall ideology at this point, and where is this leading to in regard to the overall trajectory in Algeria.
So, Kamel, what are protesters' main demands? It's not, Bouteflika is not enough. They want to complete what? Overhaul the system. They want the what did they say in French? The le pouvoir, the those in power, the elite, and which consists of some politicians, some business elites, some military guys. I guess, well, you know, protesters feel they have a grip over the country. They, in effect, control the main the party that Mr. Azikiwe was just referring to, the FLN party, for the last 60 years. Is that who they want to see dismantled, or that what they want to see dismantled?
Exactly. Well, when they asked for when they were against the fifth term of the president, it was just like a chapter. But they were detailing the reasons, because what is happening now is the fact that the same system is taking over after Bouteflika's. The caretaker has been in power since 1977. So it's almost, and Abdelkader bin Saleh has raised to power after a rigged election. It was contested by even the opposition leader, even by some political party, just like the National Liberation Front. In 1997, he contested. He was against those elections that put bin Saleh as the leader of the National Democratic Front in that time. And those people, for 25 years, the same personnel are leading the country. They're taking over all, they're controlling the entire system. So taking over with the same personnel, that is what most of the demonstrators are contesting and refusing. And we are hearing this every day. Friday is just like the massive demonstration, but the previous days, we have witnessed demonstrations in a lot of cities, particularly here in Algiers as well. The students are demonstrating almost every day, and we are expecting tomorrow Sunday a big strike, probably a general strike, which will paralyze the entire country. And the only thing that is people are contesting is the fact that, and this is the conclusion, or we summarize this with one thing: why the power holders are continuing with the same personnel, the people that are contesting. Mr. Bedwi, who is the prime minister, he's the architect of the triggered elections in 2017 and before, as a provincial leader. We call here Wali, or as a Minister of Interior. He was the architect of the triggering of the election. In the same time, Mr. bin Saleh as well is a prominent figure of this system. So the people are here in Algeria are contesting these figures. Why do we have to continue with the same? Why we are regenerating the same person? And this is the question that has been raised by everybody here.
Yeah, I got a couple minutes left. I want to put my last question to Mr. Ezekiel. Now, the momentum that we're seeing, obviously they want a whole restructuring of the political system and the constitution of the country. What we're going to see first, in your professional opinion, do you think we're going to see more violence first, or are we going to see change?
Well, hopefully there won't be violence inside the country. If we've learned anything over the last 8 years in regard to what happened in Egypt, Tunisia, and Libya, where there was these massive outbreaks, but there was no consistent political ideology or social vision, it really did not bring about any type of progressive change. There has to be some ideology that is pointing a direction towards the future. Just to say that they are opposed to the existing political leadership inside the country, the question is, the opposition parties, where are their leaders? Where are their political programs? I know that the West, the United States, and possibly France would be interested in stabilizing Algeria from the standpoint that it is a resource-rich country, and it has been stable over the last 57 years. And even though they do have good relations with the Western countries, they have maintained an independent political position in North Africa. So the question is, what is the future direction of these demonstrations, and what is their social vision for the future of Algeria within the broader context of North African geopolitical thinking?
Gentlemen, good stuff. Thank you for joining us. Kamal Mansari out of Algiers, and Mr. Abayomi Ezekiel joining us out of Detroit, Michigan. And viewers, that's a wrap for this segment of your Press TV's News Review. Thank you for joining us, and goodbye.